book I have here is called Romancing the Brand, and Tim Halloran is the author. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's start right off with some controversy. You have consulted Coca-Cola, and for some reason, a bunch of people have their shorts in a bunch over that Super Bowl commercial, the multilingual thing that was there. How is that going to affect the romance with Coca-Cola, do you think?
Well, I think Coca-Cola is very interesting in that Coca-Cola has always been about, it's a new twist on Americana, right? Coca-Cola has always been about America and been about this country. And and if you look at their history from the early 1970s when they did the Hilltop ad, if anyone can remember that, where you had all the folks from different nations singing together about,
sure,
I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Yes.
All the way up to this ad. And so I'm a little surprised it's generated so much controversy. I thought it was a fantastic spot just because I really thought that it brought a tradition of what Coke really stands for in America with kind of a 21st century lens to it.
Don't you think it's just a small group of very loud people that don't like this stuff?
I think what you're going to find is, yes, is that those are the people that it's going to be, you're never going to please. I think overall, and if we talk about brands, and what the book talks about is that we have relationships with brands. Much like we have relationships with other people, we have relationships with brands. And I think this is only going to strengthen Coke's relationship with its core consumer base.
How is the relationship with Apple and their customers right now, with the new CEO and so forth? Is it as strong as it always has been? That's a perfect example for me.
Yeah, that's a great example. And one of the key tenets of keeping a relationship fresh, and think about this in your own lives, right, is we go through ruts in our own relationships. Well, the same thing can happen to us with brands, is we can go into ruts with brands. And a strong brand will continue to bring out news, will continue to bring out innovation to keep that relationship fresh with the consumer. And innovation can take the form of many different things. It can be new ways to communicate. It can be new products. And that's what Apple has traditionally done, is they've continued to push the envelope in bringing us as consumers new products and new technology that makes our lives better. And so to continue growing their relationships, they're going to have to continue to keep doing that.
I think a good point here is when you have one of those brands that has established itself in the way that you describe, if somebody else comes into the marketplace, even maybe with a better product, one that gets better reviews, they have a tough time fighting that off, don't they?
Absolutely. So as marketers, our job really is, if we can get our consumers to fall in love with our brands, we really can stop that urge to use a colloquialism, right, to cheat on our brand, right? Because our consumer is enamored with our brand, they're in love with our brand, and they're going to be less likely to look at other products when they offer the big deals or the promotions or what have you. They're going to be more committed to our brand.
Honey, I've been thinking about cheating on you. I think I'm going to buy a Honda motorcycle this time.
There you go.
Sometimes you relate with those brands because it makes you feel like a better person or somehow special and different.
Absolutely. I mean, the best brands come out and actually create a personification of themselves, right? They actually, we can talk to people, and we've done this in many, many times. You go out and you talk to people and you say, okay, if Apple was walking down the street or if Honda was walking down the street, tell me what they would look like. Tell me what they would be wearing. Tell me what they would be driving. Tell me what their job would be. And we can relate to these brands, and they stand for something for us, and their personality is appealing to us. And in the ultimate case, right, the brand almost becomes a badge that says something about me because I'm drinking it, wearing it, or using it. And it says something about me to other people.
I want to see if you can answer this one for me. How does an acquisition of a brand affect that loyalty if it goes over to another company?
Well, if it's done right, the consumer should probably never know, right? The brand should stay separate almost from the company, right? If a brand really has a strong connection with a consumer, if the new company who acquires it is smart, they're going to continue doing the same kind of things that got the consumer involved with them in the first place. So you know, it almost doesn't matter who the owner is. If the company continues to build that brand and create that brand's personality in a way that's transparent to the consumer as far as who the owner is.
And sometimes you have mentioned that you just have to abandon the group you were focusing on at first and go after somebody else. And you mentioned Sprite, the soft drink, as an example.
That's a classic example, and this happened back in the 90s, but Sprite forever was targeting moms, basically moms of kids. And they had a tagline about, I like the Sprite in you, and they kind of had goofy commercials. And what they found was that the brand was just doing okay. It wasn't doing great. It just was kind of just, you know, piddling. And they really found that there was a big opportunity to connect the brands with urban teens. And so that was a huge switch. And they so to take it from a relationship context, Sprite had to almost break up with moms and target their message more towards the actual teen user of the brand. And they did that very successfully for many years. And actually, at one point during the late 90s, early 2000s, were named the number one brand in the entire country, not just of soft drinks, but of any brand out there in the whole country.
Tim, coincidentally, in today's USA Today, there's a story about how the Marine Corps is leveraging its popularity by putting its name on products, which they're now allowed to do, and there is a strong brand if there ever was one.
Oh, I'll tell you, that absolutely, and especially for that core, you know, you think about in the ultimate brand, you know, in terms of what you're trying to do, you're really trying to attract a strong core user, someone who has the ability to really fall passionately for you. And I can't think of a better brand or a stronger brand than the U.S. Marines as far as actually having that core user who is really passionate about the brand.
Tim Halloran is the author of Romancing the Brand, How Brands Create Strong, Intimate Relationships with Consumers. Fascinating book. You'll learn a lot about yourself when you read the book as well. Tim, thank you so much for being on our show this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.